Good morning, church. It is good to see everybody this morning. It's good to see so many visiting with us this morning. My youngest daughter gave me this amazing picture right before I went up. And so, the power of the unicorn. No, it's a Pegasus. I don't know what it is. It does not have a horn. But it's a reminder not to preach too long, I think. So every once in a while when I get off on a tangent, I'll look down and say, all right, pull it back together. This is a special morning here at Antioch. It's a morning where we take some time to recognize those who have completed high school. But before we get to that, there are some in here who have completed other degree programs, whether it be a master's or PhDs or other types of learning. If you have completed one of those degrees, if you'll please stand for a moment, Heath Bridges. And yes, Kyle here. Yes, so. Congratulations. I remember when I was trying to complete my master's, I got to that last paper. It's like, it's going to be done right after this paper. And I remember looking at Aaron and saying, I would rather cut my arm off than write this paper. And so it is a grueling process to complete that higher level degree. So congratulations in doing that as you guys have gotten through college or your master's or whatever it is that it might be. This morning, I want to take just a few moments before we get to the growing up in the Lord and the slideshow and all that stuff to just talk a little bit about deep roots. Having our roots in the Lord. Not in things of this world, but in the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 17, Gabe said, it's kind of cool when your son's doing the PowerPoint slides for you. He said, Dad, take the clicker because I'm too nervous. And then I walked around out here with the clicker a few minutes ago. You may notice some of the songs were getting ahead. That was not Gabe. It was in my pocket and I was hitting it. And so don't... I'm going to set it right there. Okay. Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. Now I'm repeating verse 5 here. This is what the Lord says, verse 7. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit. This is the analogy, this is the metaphor that I want our graduates to think about. That of the bush in the wasteland versus the tree that's planted by streams. The bush in the wasteland, it says this, that they will not see prosperity. They will not see prosperity. They're going to be in such a state because of the drought that has overcome them that they are in some ways blind. There have definitely been times in my life when I've been so consumed with the busyness, so consumed with worry, that I was unable to see a blessing that was this far in front of me because I had become so focused on those things. The bush in the wasteland, it says they dwell in the parched places. Now, it's one thing to momentarily go out to the desert, and we all have those times. But the sense here is that they dwell there. They've made their home in a place where there is no nutrition. There's no sustenance for them to grow. And so that's why they look like the bush that is in the wasteland. It says, in a salt land where no one lives. They're alone. They're by themselves. And why is all this? It's because they've decided to trust in man. They've decided to draw strength from the flesh. Here's the thing. You can look to the left and the right. And, I mean, we're all pretty good people in here. But we're people. And people will let you down. We cannot put our trust in those that are around us. Even if they do seem to have it all together. Because, again, that's only a picture. And the Lord knows what we struggle with. And drawing your strength from the flesh, it's like that wanting that next big thing. And graduates, as you guys go throughout life, it's always going to be what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next. And an inability to really dwell in what's right in front of you. Every time I preach, I get so convicted because I feel like I'm preaching to myself right now. It's such a difficult thing to do. And their heart has turned away from the Lord. They turn away from the Lord. I think it's that distraction. Because here's what happens. When your life is like this, when it's like the bush in the wasteland, you get desperate. And you turn inward. And you're just trying to survive. You're just trying to get to the next thing. Now, the other side of that is the tree that's planted by water that sends its roots out to the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Why not? Well, because it's close to a source of nutrition. So when it's hot, it doesn't have to go through miles of desert to get what it needs to sustain itself. It's close to that nutrition. Its leaves are always green. You know, there is a difference between joy and happiness. You know, happiness is kind of temporary. It's based on circumstance. Joy is just this inner peace and this inner love for things. I don't know if you guys have ever seen anyone who has pure joy. When I was in high school, there was an individual who volunteered with our youth group. He was not one of the younger guys. He was one of the older guys, probably in his late 50s, early 60s. And if you fall in that category, I'm not calling you old. His name was Harold Rawls, and Harold, and I've spoken about him, it's been a long time ago, but Harold struggled with alcoholism the majority of his life, and he was in that desert. He was in the desert. He was that bush in the wasteland, and eventually, through some circumstances, he was able to find himself and plant himself next to the stream, and you saw a joy in his life that was like none other. And the way he interacted with people and the way he loved people, the way that, again, it was not a need to turn inward and take care of himself, but this ease of, he was so nourished, his leaves were so green, that he couldn't help but push out to those who were around him. And it was because he was that tree planted by water. Has no worries in a year of drought. You know, when there's a drought, that doesn't mean there's no water. A lot of times, droughts are on the surface. There's still water, but where is it? It's down deep. And so in that process of being next to that water, this tree over time, because of the constant nourishment, the years and years of nourishment and being in the right place, its roots have gone deep. So even in a time of drought, it is still drawing what it needs. It is still drawing the substance that it needs. And never fails to burn fruit. Never fails not to burn fruit, to bear fruit. I got ahead of myself there. You guys are so sweet. Y'all didn't laugh at me or anything. Really appreciate that. It never fails to bear fruit. It's always growing. I think that's what this means. It's always producing. It never has a year that's void. It just always produces. It always grows. And why is it? It's because of this. Because it trusts in the Lord. Not in men. Not in the next big thing. It's because it trusts in the Lord. And its confidence is not in a bank account. The confidence is not in education or knowledge. Its confidence is in the Lord. It's a view of, as James talks about, that this life is just a vapor. Its confidence is in the Lord. It's in the next place, not the next big thing. It's in dwelling with the Lord forever. And so I want to take just a couple minutes here, because we have a very long slideshow today, to talk about what it looks like to plant a tree, to plant your tree next to water. To do that, you have to strive to know God personally. You have to get into His Word. I want to talk a little bit about new patterns. Some of our graduates are about to establish new patterns. I talk about this a lot when school years start, but this is even different. When you go to college or you go into a job, you're going to establish a new pattern. What time you get up, when you go to work, when you come home. This is an opportunity for you to make a plan. To make a plan that involves the Lord. Don't let someone else plan your time for you, because they will, believe me. There have been so many times in my life that I felt like I was busy. And I thought, well, things will slow down. And unless you plan for that, unless you plan to slow down and to spend time with God, it will not happen. Believe me, there are so many different things that are going to be buying for your time. And so make a plan, establish a new pattern. Immerse yourself in Him, whether it's in prayer or in God's Word, in Christian music. Spend some time in nature, just unplug. Whatever it is that draws you closer to Him. There have been many times with the teens I asked them, you know, tell me about a time when you felt particularly close to God. For me, that's nature. When I get out, when I unplug, when I get away from everything else, you know, I'm a little ADD, so the first 10 minutes is painful. It's painful, but it's kind of like exercise. You know, you get out there and you get into it and it's like, man, this really stinks. And then after you've exercised, you feel so much better for the rest of the day. It really can set a tone. And so finding a way to immerse yourself, to spend time with the Lord, it's a time just to hit the reset button. We all need to do that from time to time. And then graduates especially, this one's really important. Surround yourself with other Christ followers. You are about to step away from this support network. Many of you are. And some of you are going to step into other great support networks. But some of you aren't. Some of you are going to have to make the effort to surround yourself with other people who follow Christ. That is like, and I don't want to say just going to church. Going to church is important. But finding a smaller group of people who share your desire to follow God, who are willing to bring up and talk about the Lord in a regular conversation. Those are the kind of people you need to surround yourselves with. If you notice, groups tend to start to look and act like each other when they spend time together. And so this is a time, and this is part of that pattern time, to check who are your friends? Who are you spending your time with? And this is something for us as adults as well. God wants to plant you by a stream. God wants to give you that opportunity to grow. God wants you to be able to survive when there's a drought, when the heat comes. And God wants you to produce fruit. God wants others to be drawn to Him because of your relationship with Him. And so that is my challenge for you, those who are graduating this morning, but also for myself. At this time, we're going to have a...